Good day, Francis. Vodafone announced that they will pay a significant amount of money to acquire Liberty Global's cable operations. Do you think this is a smart move?
Well, I think it's one of the dumbest moves I've ever heard of. Future creators know, and listeners to this podcast know very well, that the entire global telecommunications infrastructure sector is going through its Kodak moment. And we've explained using the future creators model why that is so. The industry, amongst other things, is plagued with capital inefficiency. And capital inefficiency does not help, especially in the cloud era. The cloud's marginal cost of computing power dictates that anything that touches it, anything, especially telecommunications networks, must be extremely capital efficient and very flexible and have the technology base to be increasingly capital efficient. The success of Wi-Fi is a perfect example. Wi-Fi now takes around 90% of data traffic over wireless. Why? It's so efficient. You just plug it in, play, and off you go. It costs the operators nothing. Actually, worse than that, they don't even see the traffic. But this is the problem. You have a brilliant guy like John Malone, who was a pioneer in building the cable industry in the United States. He built the biggest cable company in this country, TCI, sold it quite a few years ago now for many, many billions, and made himself a rich, rich dude. He went to Europe, and he started building Liberty Global, which was a set of cable operations in Europe. And I should say that I was an investor in one of those companies in Holland, and he bought that company, so I benefited. And he built this empire up, and he crossed a lot of country boundaries, so it became trans-European. And he sewed it together. He's got a great management team, I have to say. I know several of them. And what he did was, at this perfect time in this $2 trillion industry meltdown that we're facing, he sold out to Vodafone. And Vodafone, had they had any rights, would not have wanted to buy in at this time. Somehow the people at Vodafone seem to think that bigger is better, and bigger in the old model is better than bigger in a new model. So they've gone down this road, and I think it's just a disaster for them. I cannot imagine my way out of this hole, and I've been in the telecommunications business for 42 years. At one time or another, Robert, every CEO in the telecommunications business worldwide has sought my advice at one time or another over 42 years. So, you know, I do know this business inside and out. And the future creators model, a large part of it is built on that telecommunications expertise. And this deal just does not pass muster, no matter how you look at it. I can't imagine advising Vodafone to do something like this, because I think it's nuts. But John Malone, I think he's a genius.
What might be a smarter acquisition for Vodafone?
Honestly, I think the smarter deal for Vodafone would be to sell. If I was Vodafone, I would be asking myself about how to recapitalize in some useful way, how to rethink my balance sheet, how to restructure the operation, because you're in a world today where the big, big advantages are all shifting to unregulated assets like Wi-Fi and shared assets. If you look at the cell phone cellular business over the last 25 years, almost all the growth is in shared assets, data centers like Equinix, their REITs, real estate investment trusts, cell towers, Crown Castle, it's a real estate investment trust, a REIT, great companies like Zayo. I was a founding day one investor in Zayo. Am still a founding day one investor in Zayo. Again, we're talking shared assets. And the whole structure of the industry today and its capital efficiency metrics are unlike anything we have seen since Alexander Graham Bell started AT&T in 1877. And the 1877 model is just over. The concept that you can own a network end to end and therefore somehow own the customer, that's gone. People like Netflix, they don't own networks. If anything, they outsource the network and get the customer. So this has to be rethought from the ground up, and Vodafone just hasn't done that. And doubling down like this is really dumb, I have to say. I just got to call it what it is. It's dumb.
Who might be there to pick up the pieces if this inevitably becomes a doomed acquisition?
Well, you know, first of all, the shareholders will take it on the nose. That's number one. But you're going to have a lot of private equity sharks floating around this one trying to pick off the pieces and turn them into shared assets. That's for sure.
For more on mergers and acquisitions and a wealth of knowledge on industry, check us out at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Talk to you soon.